Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Chris Seidens. It is our top local story. Students filing back into Saugus High School this morning, just long enough to grab things they left behind when another student opened fire last week, killing two teens. KNX 1070's John Baird live outside the school entrance with more.
Administrators, sheriff's deputies, counselors, teachers, there are many people here this morning to greet the teenagers as they walk through their gate, many with their parents, and onto the campus. When that shooting happened at 7:30 a.m. that day in the quad, many students ran away as fast as they could, leaving everything behind.
We've been preparing, and I'm so encouraged to see all the folks on campus to welcome our students back and let them know that they're cared and loved for.
And they're here until 12 o'clock today to gather the belongings that they may have left, like a backpack, for instance. The students are also welcome on the campus over the next couple of days just to get together, maybe play board games, but to be together, they say, to start the healing process. School does not resume until December 2nd. Reporting live in Saugus, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Montebello police are stepping up patrols near the city's high schools following a threat authorities deemed not credible. Sergeant Mark Marty tells KNX they received several tips last night about a Snapchat post warning students about a shooting at Shure High School to take place today.
Obviously, parents were concerned and they contacted the school and the police department. And our investigators went out immediately to conduct an investigation, and they determined that the threat was not credible at the time.
Police have increased patrols as a precaution. Investigators now on the scene of a fatal fire in a quiet neighborhood in Montrose.
Homicide detectives responded to the 2100 block of Crescent Avenue in Montrose after fire personnel found a male adult deceased inside the location once they had extinguished the fire.
That's Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Tina Schrader. She tells KNX the coroner's office will now determine the man's identity and the cause of death. She says it's still too early to determine if a foul play was involved. Get ready. Rain is in the forecast beginning tonight into tomorrow.
Well, you probably noticed the change. We've gone from summertime earlier this week to a wild midweek drop to the numbers here. This is a big upper level low, and it's got some tropical air with it. Used to be a tropical storm, and this coming on in from the south here for today and tomorrow. The rain down well to our southeast for today, but the cooler temperatures are already here, and looks like the rain comes on in for tomorrow. Right now, we're forecasting between a 10th and a quarter of an inch of rainfall, so get ready for that wet stuff. Season's first, and hopefully we'll see some more of that. Short-lived for midweek Wednesday, and then Thursday we dry out. Snow levels coming down to around 6,000 feet also to our north. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more KNX 1070 News Radio.
So Cal Edison is defending the recent power shutoffs for tens of thousands of its customers during the major Santa Ana wind offense we've had. Edison executive Phil Harrington says the outages prevented fires.
Patrols conducted after PSPS events found multiple instances of equipment damage and tree branches on power lines that could have ignited a fire had we not de-energized.
He also says the utility is working to cover or insulate its power lines, saying that work is 1/8 of the cost of burying the lines underground. Edison expects to have 6,000 miles of insulated lines completed within the next 3 years. Meanwhile, in the northern part of the state, PG&E is once again putting people on notice of power shutoffs to prevent wildfires. This time around, more than 300,000 of its customers could be impacted in 22 counties as high winds move in tomorrow. It would be the fourth power cut for some residents in Sonoma County. County Supervisor David Rabid says people are fed up with the utility.
I think there's absolutely no trust. You know, whether you're in or out in the past has varied. They've told you one thing, something else happens. You know, how do you plan for that? Not only just inconveniencing people, because I think, you know, people can put up with the lights being out at home, but when it's about your livelihood, your business, that's very difficult.
He also questions whether shutoffs really do prevent wildfires. He says the massive Kincaid Fire in Wine Country broke out despite a forced outage. The fire ended up burning more than 77,000 acres, destroyed or damaged more than 100 homes. New Coalition says it wants the L.A. County Board of Supervisors to stop imposing fees and fines in the court and probation systems. The Let's Get Free Coalition says the fees and fines unfairly hit poor people, the hardest who often struggle to pay them. Kim McGill is one of the organizers of the Let's Get Free Coalition and tells KNX she's felt the impact directly, couldn't afford to pay them, and had her credit score ruined.
If it was tough for me and I have a job, imagine what it is for people that are living on the street. Imagine for people that have just come out of the jail system or the prison system and they aren't stable yet. Imagine for people that have children to raise.
Now, McGill says counties don't even make that much money from the fees and the fines. She says that some counties in the state even lose money trying to collect them.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.